Here in the United States tonight, the TV program 60 Minutes is broadcasting an interview with former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. This is the interview in which O'Neill says that when President George W. Bush presided over cabinet meetings, he seemed like, quote, a blind man in a room full of deaf people. O'Neill spent 2 years as Treasury Secretary. He left in a shakeup of the president's economic team after making statements that appeared to question administration policies. Now he's written a new book, and in that book, O'Neill accuses President Bush of blocking some efforts to battle corporate crime because of opposition from what O'Neill calls the corporate crowd. O'Neill also says he warned against letting the federal deficit grow only to be dismissed by Vice President Cheney, who contended that a previous president, Ronald Reagan, proved that deficits don't matter. Today, the Commerce Secretary defended President Bush against O'Neill's criticism. Don Evans told CNN the president is engaged.
And I can't tell you of the number of meetings that I have been in with him, whether it be on the specifics of tax policy, the environment, energy, you name the subject, where this president is focused on the issue, where he is driving the discussion, where he is driving the debate, he is asking the tough questions, and then making the tough decisions.
Also today, Republican Congressman Mark Foley of Florida denounced Paul O'Neill's account, declaring, "Not since Julius Caesar have I seen such a blatant stab in the back."